Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, it's Caroline's Cause Corner. Every week, Caroline comes in and interviews somebody who's doing great work in the community here in Laguna Beach, California. Who you got today, Caroline?
Hi, thanks, Jason. Yes, today we have our very own James Pribrin, the Eco Warrior, and JMO to his friends. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Happy post-4th of July. Hope you had a good one.
I did. Yeah, it was great.
Awesome. So let's, you know, you were on the show, gosh, maybe 2 years ago. It's been a while. Let's do an update. What's going on with you? What's happening with the Eco War? What's going on with our oceans? What's happening?
Ooh, there's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
We got 8 minutes.
I guess we'll start. We have a new website, eco-warrior.org. It has all our latest news and events and what's happening, our calendar. Our next big event is August 5th. We are having a beach cleanup at Doheny State Park with Cox Communications, Kelly Blue Book, Auto Trader. And so that's our next big event. That's a corporate event, so it's not really open to the public. What we're doing is hosting this event for those companies, and then all their employees come down and participate in cleaning up our beaches. And actually, I think it was 2 years ago, we picked up nearly 700 pounds of trash and recyclables in 2 hours' time. So this is actually one of our bigger beach cleanups of the year.
I think that's really important, actually, to make a distinction that you are working with corporations to help with their social cause and corporate, you know, philanthropy and or environmental eco endeavors. That we don't talk a lot about on the show. And for companies out there that are looking to do things with their teams, they should look to you to do beach cleanups and things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple different ways we go about doing our events. One, we have a partnership with the California Coastal Commission, and that's with their Adopt a Beach program and then also Coastal Cleanup Day. But then we also partner with corporations like Cox Communications, the Woodman Financial Group, and other corporations like that as well. So it's kind of, you know, some of these corporate events, it's like team building.
Mm-hmm.
And they really enjoy coming out and participating and keeping our beaches beautiful and clean for generations to come. And so, yeah, you could always go to our website, again, it's eco-warrior.org, and it actually has different levels of involvement that companies and corporations can be a part of and whatever kind of suits their needs and what they're looking for.
I think that is right on. For those of the listeners out there near and far who don't know you and why your company's the Eco Warrior, why you're called the Eco Warrior.
Nonprofit.
Sorry, of course.
501c3.
That's right.
Not to get technical.
It is Cause Corner, after all. You are a nonprofit. Why don't you tell the listeners sort of the short background on who you are and why your nonprofit is called the Eco Warrior?
Well, I was lucky enough to basically be born and raised in Laguna Beach and grew up actually across the street on the beach from the radio station. So,
nice.
You know, my earliest memories growing up here on the beaches of Laguna and the ocean has always been my first love. And, you know, I sort of fulfilled my dream of being a professional surfer, and that kind of gave me a voice and a platform to now give back to what I love the most, our ocean. And so I got involved in doing a lot of environmental actions around the world. But it was kind of stuff that people referred to as 10%ers, like sailing from Brazil to South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty dangerous crossing. And leading marches in the south of Chile. And, you know, I was pretty heavily involved as an activist. And I was actually in Thailand, and a girl had sent me an email saying, it's so great you're doing all this environmental work around the world, but what about your hometown? What about your backyard? And I literally like stopped on a dime and thought about it. Wow, she's really got a great point. Never thought of it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, the timing was right. And I'd been traveling for years and years and years. And I loved traveling. And but it kind of felt like it was time to come home and do something. So came home, thought about, you know, how to structure a foundation where I could really get our community involved and what that looked like. And through my years of traveling, the one thing I really noticed everywhere was litter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, I mean, to me, when I'm on the beach and it's a beautiful sunny day and I see trash on the beach, it just, I mean, it's heartbreaking. It really gets under my skin.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I was in Bali, I noticed so much plastic on the beach. And they said, well, you know, their culture, they would wrap it up in plants, you know, their food. So they would throw the outside, you know, whatever they were containing, the food, whether it be a palm leaf or whatever it was, on the beach. And so that's what the explanation was to me. And it kind of made sense that culturally that the plastic or whatever the wrapping was that was not biodegradable or has a, you know, zillion long half-life or whatever it is, you know, hadn't caught up. And that was years ago. I mean, it was years and years ago that I was there. But, I mean, I don't know if that's true. But there's a lot of trash over the world. And I know that plastics in the ocean is another one of your big causes that you're, you know, have been doing amazing awareness with a lot of the kids in town. You do a lot of give back to the, you know, everyone, but especially the kids in our town through speaking to them and stuff, and we appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of when I was thinking about starting a nonprofit, the work I'd been doing, like I said, was kind of somewhat dangerous and and stuff that was really kind of old-fashioned activism type stuff. And I wanted to, like I said, start something that the community could be involved in. It was all ages and families could be a part of it. And so it was like a light bulb. Trash. We can all do our part. We can all pick up trash. It doesn't cost money. We can participate. We can make this more than just a beach cleanup and make it into a community-based event. And so I had looked at a lot of nonprofits, and I hate to say it, a lot of them, I have no idea what they do,
mm-hmm.
except so-called raising awareness. And I think we're all pretty aware now, like we need to take action. And I'm not really up for seeing these nonprofits and they do these like fancy online campaigns. I want to do something sort of old-fashioned, get your hands
right.
dirty and boots on the ground.
You're in the solution.
So that's really what we are. We're just, you know, boots on the ground, getting our hands dirty, picking up trash. And so we started with our Adopt a Beach program with California Coastal Commission, and now we are starting a new upstream initiative. So we're actually going upstream because, in a sense, when you're picking up trash on the beach, it's being a little reactive. So we want to become more proactive and mm-hmm. start going upstream and cleaning up our watersheds and rivers and lakes and going inland America or, you know, middle America, I should say.
That's cool. So we are, this is Caroline's Cause Corner. We're talking with James Pribram, the Eco Warrior. Tell me just a little bit more about that initiative, and can people find out more about your upstream program on your website?
Absolutely. Okay. Our next, it'll probably be in November, our next upstream initiative. Last year, we partnered with OC Parks, and we cleaned up, I believe, 5 different watersheds up in the Laguna Niguel area.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked up, I believe it was around 550 odd pounds of trash and recyclables.
But, wow.
What was interesting about that is the amount of hypodermic needles we found.
Yeah.
And that was, because obviously everything upstream eventually goes downstream, ends up on our beaches and our ocean. And so our big thing about the upstream initiative is trying to get into these watersheds and clean them up before the first major rain of the year, before it gets
sure.
washed down and hits our beaches and into our oceans. Because then you really only get a small percentage. You're only able to pick up a little bit of it. So, you know, for our first upstream initiative, it went really well. We had 71 volunteers come out. Like I said, we picked up 500 and something odd pounds of trash and recyclables. And that's really kind of what we want to start doing more of, going upstream.
Great. So this is James Perbrim we're talking to. And James, thank you for being on the show again. And we love having you, and thanks for all that you do. Give your website again. James has a new website.
Eco-warrior.org.
All right. Thanks very much for being on the show. And for the listeners out there, go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. Let me know if there's anybody else that you would like to have me interview, and let me know about it. And until next time, this is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.